Georgia, but from Gracia. This is the Rorschach, Georgia update from the 8th of May, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Georgia. On Monday the 5th, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the Megobody Act, which aims to sanction Georgian officials. Strong bipartisan support in the U.S. Congress. Supporters of the bill say Georgia's ruling party rigged the elections, cracked down on protests, and is drifting closer to countries like Russia, China, and Iran. They argue that while the Georgian government pushes anti-American narratives, the people remain strongly pro-American and want fair elections and basic freedoms. They're right. The next step will be presenting the bill to the Senate, and if approved, it'll need to be signed by President Donald Trump. Yikes. On Wednesday the 7th, a warning was given about a bomb threat in three large shopping malls in Tbilisi. Interestingly, it wasn't the police or news stations that shared this information first, but the Facebook page of the U.S. Embassy in Tbilisi, which shared a post warning its staff to avoid these locations. Georgia State Security Services later released a statement saying that their units were investigating the case of the false alarm. None of the malls were evacuated. Instead, the security service asked foreign embassies to respect local authorities' responsibilities and avoid making public statements without coordinating with them first. I don't know. They don't pick up the phone much, so who knows? Other news, on Tuesday, the sick civil activist Nuta Maharadze shared a video on Instagram saying a man attacked her and her friends with pepper spray and splashed green paint-like substances on her while they were entering an elevator at an apartment building. He also insulted and called them Natsebi, United National Movement. Supporters of the ruling party use it as a derogatory term against everyone involved in politics who is against the ruling party, which is a majority of the country. The victims say this was not the first instance of such abuse, as their friend group had been stalked for a month with someone slashing the tires of their car. Paramedics couldn't immediately identify what substance the attackers used, so they were taken to the hospital. Want to watch the video? Link in the show notes. Also on Tuesday, there was a shooting right outside the home of former President Salome Zurabishvili in central Tbilisi, leaving two people injured. Police say that a fight broke out between a group of strangers near Gudiashvili Park. Someone pulled a gun. Two wounded were taken to the hospital, and they're expected to recover. Police say they've identified the shooter and are now taking steps to arrest him. That's good. Zurabishvili posted about the incident. That around 40 people were fighting, yelling, and eventually shooting started outside her window at 4:20 a.m. with one bullet landing in her yard. She said that this wasn't just about her safety, but how unsafe the city center has become. She also pointed out that no police showed up until much later, only after the injured arrived at the hospital on their own. Last week, we reported that Irakli Kharabashvili had retired from politics. Since he held the position of party chairman, Georgian Dream, or Kotsebi, held a party congress on Wednesday the 7th to elect his replacement and approve the party's new political council. Prime Minister Irakli Kobakhidze and his haircut was unanimously elected as chairman of the party. As for the political council, not much changed except for the removal of Kharabashvili and Tornike Rijvadze, who stepped down as head of the Ajara government last month. Yosef Gorgadze, an inmate of Guldani prison who was transferred to a hospital due to several serious injuries back in January, died on Tuesday the 6th. Doctors said that Yosef had been in a coma since admission and he died of a brain injury. Yosef was serving his time for accidentally crashing his car into pedestrians, some of which resulted in four deaths. All of them were going home from a march organized in support of Kotsebi. Family of the deceased says that Yosef had been brutally beaten in prison and demanded to know who was responsible for the attack. Authorities say their investigation did not find any evidence of an attack and that Yosef suffered a stroke. And then, this is seriously what they said, he fell from his bed while in prison, receiving additional injuries. However, the injuries, including a fractured skull and marks on Yosef's neck, suggested strangulation. They have made the family of the deceased extremely angry, which was the idea. On Wednesday the 7th, Tbilisi Mayor Kahi Kaladze said that nearly 10,000 unsafe buildings in the city are in danger and urged their residents to take part in the government's house replacement program. His comments came after part of the floor collapsed in an old building on Dadiani Street last week. 34 families were moved to a hotel. The city offered them temporary housing. Kaladze said they had turned down the same offer last year. He also noted the city can't move people out or start repairs without full agreement from residents, even in dangerous conditions. On Thursday the 1st, Tvari Arki, once Georgia's main opposition TV channel, stopped working. After nearly 6 years of broadcasting, the management said it simply ran out of ways to keep the channel afloat. Only its digital team, social media, and website will stay active. Shutdown follows months of internal drama and financial trouble. Management blames Zaza Okruashvili, co-founder, for cutting off funds and blocking key decisions, pushing the channel to collapse from the inside. Okruashvili supposedly follows orders from Ivanishvili, which he denied. Variarchi launched in 2019 when a court handed TV channel Rustavioti back to its old owners, causing the team behind it, now led by opposition leader Nika Gvaramia, to leave and create a new channel, which quickly became one of the loudest voices challenging the government. In related news, on Friday the 2nd, Reporters Without Borders published a new report showing that this year Georgia fell 11 spots in the Global Press Freedom Ranking from 103 to 114 compared with 2024. All key areas like political pressure, legal limits, media safety got worse. The report says journalists face more attacks, both verbal and physical, particularly from officials. It also says that media is still very polarized, that owners often push their own political agenda, and that state media acts like a government mouthpiece. Overall, the media space keeps shrinking, and working as a journalist is getting riskier. On the same day, Georgia's security service announced that they've arrested a foreign citizen affiliated with the terrorist organization ISIS in Rustavi, a city located 30 kilometers or about 18 miles east of Tbilisi. He was wanted by Interpol and was flagged by another country. Investigators say the arrested individual had joined ISIS in 2014 after going to the Middle East. He has combat experience and deep knowledge of explosives and has played a key role in the group's operations. Last week, Greek authorities arrested a 59-year-old Georgian man for spying on behalf of Russia's Foreign Military Intelligence Agency. He filmed military activity at Alexandroupolis Port, which is a hub for U.S. military aid to Ukraine, sent the footage to another Georgian contact in Lithuania using an encrypted app. That contact was also arrested. Greek authorities have not released the name of the spy, but say that he used to serve in the Russian army. Apparently, he started spying for money, but did it voluntarily later on. In his chat with his handler, he wrote that he acted for Mother Russia. Finally, cost of living in Georgia continued to rise. In April, annual inflation reached 3.4% compared to 2.3% in April last year, driven mainly by a sharp increase in food prices. Though this number seems moderate, the rising cost of essential products is being felt throughout the city. Data from the National Statistics Office shows that groceries and non-alcoholic drinks are up 7% compared to last year. Some of the steepest hikes were seen in cooking oil, 18%, vegetables, 16%, tea and coffee, 15%, sugar and sweets, 11%. Healthcare has also become more expensive, with higher prices for medical services, medications, and hospital care. Dining out, education, and personal care followed the same trend, adding to the financial pressure on households. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining. Remember, if you are listening to us on Spotify, you can leave comments in the episode. They're private. We will not publish them. So go crazy. If you want us to get back to you, drop us an email. Nachondis.